Our economy is, in my view, on thin ice. After one of the very worst holiday retail seasons in years, consumer spending, which accounts for two-thirds of the national economy, has experienced a very sharp pullback. Economists are now predicting that 2008 will be a year of very slow growth. Home values are plummeting in many areas, and foreclosures are on the rise. In the third quarter of last year, in our state of Colorado, we ranked sixth in the nation in foreclosure rates, with one of every 326 households in some stage of foreclosure during the month of September. Nationally, the December unemployment rate in Colorado was up. Colorado is at a 4.5% unemployment rate, and gas costs have been on the rise for the last year, and there seems to be a continuing trend with the rising energy costs. The pain index is particularly high in housing, where we see so many houses on the market and so many houses that are being foreclosed on in almost every single neighborhood that you drive in throughout the state of Colorado. In my view, we have a serious economic challenge in front of us. I believe we need to have action that is timely, targeted, and temporary to deal with the economic crisis that we are in and that is looming to even become greater. The Finance Committee will play an important role in dictating both the substance and the timing of what we ultimately pass here in the U.S. Senate. Yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee began our first in a series of hearings and meetings aimed at dealing with the financial pain that our nation's families are experiencing. Today, we held a second meeting, and tomorrow we'll hold another hearing with the nation's leading experts on the economy. There appears to be agreement to move forward with a bipartisan package between congressional leadership and the president. The contours of that package are still being negotiated, and we will know a lot more over the next several weeks. It is our goal to try to get an economic stimulus package completed for the president's signature before going back to Colorado for the President's Day work period. I have two thoughts in terms of how we might move forward. The first has to do with short-term stimulus package, and the second has to do with fixing some of the longer-term economic issues that our country faces. We need to do a phase one, in my view, that will include temporary tax rebates to American citizens that will put money in their pockets that will then help us re-energize the economy. We need to provide enhanced unemployment and food stamp benefits that has an immediate impact in terms of creating an economic stimulus. And we need to have small business tax incentives. Those are priorities that I will fight for in my work on the Finance Committee and as we move forward with the stimulus package. And the second is a larger set of issues, and some of them may be part of the stimulus package, but more than likely they will be worked on in the months ahead. And some of those items in the long-term package include, first, energy-related tax incentives. We attempted to get those passed last year. As we know, in Colorado, we have invested huge amounts now in renewable energy. It's creating jobs and creating a blossoming of opportunity across Colorado. We need to create the kinds of incentives that we had in the finance package last year to bring about that renewable energy economy. Two, we need to have additional investment in infrastructure, whether it's the sad state of affairs with collapsing bridges in places like Minnesota or the sad state of many of our roads and other public infrastructure in Colorado. We need to make sure that we're investing in infrastructure. And third, we will have to take some action to address the consequences of the housing crisis that we're in. So I see us taking a two-stage approach to trying to deal with the economic crisis that we have here in America today that's affecting so many families in Colorado.